Can y'all hear me in the back?
Yeah.
All right. Yo. How's it going?
Fine.
All right. So I guess I'm going to talk about printers, printer management. Printers in general are a pretty big problem, like from beginning to end, and I can't cover all of that. So I'm just going to cover the bits that we worked on in Zimian, which is mostly the management related stuff. So one of the things that I'm not going to touch on is application API for like creating output and stuff. I know that some of you guys here are the office people, and it's not really going to have that sort of thing in it. So that's that. First I'm gonna do a bit of an overview of some of the pieces of printing that we have on Linux and Unix. We have CUPS, which is the common Unix printing system. I'll get into that. It's a queue management driver sort of dealy thing. I'll explain it more later. Fumatic, which is a database of drivers and filters and printer descriptions. GhostScript is another piece that has some, it has a lot of drivers in it, obviously, for creating output for particular printers. And then libgnome cups and gnome cups manager are the two things that we developed at Zimian to kind of tie some of this stuff together, mostly the cups related stuff, and to integrate it into the GNOME UI. All right, so common Unix printing system, cups. It's a daemon that's run pretty much on your desktop. It's based on the Internet Printing Protocol, IPP, which is this HTTP-based protocol that's been defined that kind of handles like printer management, queue management, that sort of deal. CUPS also has a few extensions to IPP for handling things like actually adding printers and stuff that aren't actually specified in the spec. More like management of the CUPS server itself rather than of individual printers. It has a modular filter and back-end design, which is kind of nice. It's an easy way for printer vendors and stuff to just plug in support for CUPS. It allows it to take any sort of, or hypothetically, any sort of input and filter it into whatever format any individual printer needs. It has a modular back-end design. Some of the back-ends that are available are LPD printers, JetDirect printers, SMB printers, local printers of various sorts, USB, etc. One of the big things that CUPS did that most printing systems before like hadn't done is it kind of standardized on using PostScript printer definition files, PPDs, to describe the printer. They were primarily invented PPDs to describe, obviously, PostScript printers, but CUPS decided to take that concept and apply it to every printer. So, any printer at all, whether it's PostScript or otherwise, in CUPS is kind of defined by its PPD file. It exports these to clients to get all the information they need about the printer. And it also has some neat little sharing features. You can set up your CUPS daemon to open ports to your subnet to, and then it kind of replicates its setup printers to any other CUPS server that's on the network and listening. So that's basically what it does. It does all the queue management, job handling, that sort of deal. As another side note, this is CUPS is becoming pretty popular. Like a lot of people, Apple's using it, among other things. Red Hat 9 just switched to it as their default printing system. So it's kind of picking up a lot of steam. Fumatic is it's basically a big database of printers, their capabilities, their settings, their options, their drivers. It's set up as a big old chunk of XML files that describe the printers, split up into three bits: printers, like models and stuff, options, which it connects to the printers, and drivers. So CUPS-O-Matic takes all this database stuff and can generate PPDs that are intended for CUPS. Fumatic 3.0, which just came out like a month or two ago, also comes with a universal filter for CUPS, which you just feed it files and a PPD, and it figures out what it needs to do to get that to the printer for the format the printer needs. All right, moving on. So here, this is where I'm going to start talking about the tools that we wrote in GNOME. They're in the, most of these are in the GNOME Cups Manager package, which I'm going to be putting in GNOME CVS soon, like sometime soon after the conference probably. I just haven't really had time. For right now, they're available on the web, and I'll show you the URL for that at the end of the talk. There's basically like four things you're going to want to do with it. First is like the global look of the printers, the printer's view. That's in printers column. I'll talk about that soon. You want to add printers, you want to manage keys, you want to configure the properties of your printer and what it does. There's also some per job stuff you want to do and like printing to it, and I'll get to that too. So,
moving right along.
This is printers column. It's implemented as a Nautilus view. It's not a VFS module. I don't know why it's in Nautilus, to be honest. That was just kind of one of my requirements, and I didn't ask questions about it. I think at some point soon in GNOME Cups Manager, I'm probably going to provide just a window that acts like this, but is not actually this. As you can see, it has a little icon for the new printer, and then it has one for each printer. I have the right now I have two printers set up, both of which are fake. And you can see that this one has the default emblem. This one is paused. From here, you can pause printers, resume printers, delete printers, add printers. There's one more thing. Oh, and change the default printer. It's pretty simple overall. Not much to it. Okay, so adding a printer is done with a program called GNOME Cups Add, which is launched when you click the new printer icon in printers column. What this thing does, basically, is like find your printer, pick a PPD for your printer, and describe your printer, and then you add it to Cups. The way it does this now is for local printers, and I'll show you this when I'm done, but right now I'll just describe it. For local printers, it uses Cups' backends to detect any local printers on your system. Cups can detect USB printers, serial printers, parallel printers, and it tries to query them, does the best it can to get the make and model out of the printer by whatever means necessary. And so Cups will try and pick those out, and then GNOME Cups Add will take these printers that Cups found, and it presents you a little UI. Do you want to use any of these, or do you want to manually configure? If you choose a remote printer, right now you pretty much have to tell it where the printer is, because remote printer detection is very difficult. 201 is going to have, XD201 is going to have a thing to browse your SMB network to find a printer. After it's found the printer, you choose a PPD. It tries to guess the PPD based on the probe data it got from Cups or from LPD printers. It'll try and grab them from SNMP. And it usually does an okay job. And then it finds PPD. Then you choose that, you go on, you describe it, you enter a description and a name, and then you add it to Cups. It's kind of simple. But probably not as simple as it could be. But it's getting there. Queue management is really simple. You got a window. It has your jobs, and you can pause or cancel them, that sort of deal. Not really much interesting there. You can queue test pages from this printer or from this window, pause the printer, that sort of thing.
Can you change printer?
Say it again?
Can you change where printer job is targeted?
No, Cups doesn't, as far as I know, have any sort of job. Job migration. One thing it does have, as sort of an aside, Cups has a concept called printer classes, where you put together five printers and you bundle them as one printer, and it will try and do load balancing across those printers and send it to the next available one and all this other junk. So, and this can be used to manage those queues too. The printer properties dialog is a pretty simple, just a dialog. It modifies two kind of properties. The first are global properties. These are things like the description and the location. These are things that only root can change because they kind of apply to the whole printer for all the users. And then there's per user properties, which are things like the default resolution, the default page size, all that stuff. These are actually all configuration options that are presented by the PPD. So it's, you can see there are two tabs and an advanced tab. And the way that basically works now is that the two tabs pick out some of the common PPD things that people want to edit, provides a, you know, kind of standard UI for them, a nice UI for them. And then, in case other people want to, it takes the rest of the PPD options and puts them in the advanced. And these are, there's some weird PPD options, so there's no real rhyme or reason to them. I mean, there is, but you know what I mean. All right, then there's a print dialog. Basically, we took libgnomeprint and libgnomeprintui and adapted them to this whole set of stuff. And added some nice little icon container stuff. This is actually, I have somehow have an old version of this installed. We cleaned up kind of the right side of that and took out the print the file stuff and took out that extra separator that I swear has been in there forever. But it presents the CUPS printers to you. Libgnomeprint recently, sometime during its 2.2 development cycle, or 2.0 perhaps, added some modular stuff. So we just plug in a module for Libgnomeprint that lists out all the CUPS modules in GPA. And so, it works. We also, I didn't put it here, I should have, Michael, who I think is in here, but I can hardly see. Michael did a lot of work on OpenOffice, so that OpenOffice also uses the CUPS printers and printer properties and stuff. So it's kind of, I think, pretty much everything we have. Well, we also did some work with Galleon. Chris Leahy did this work so that libgnomeprint currently ties its settings API to its output API so that you can't really use its settings API unless you also use it to generate output. Chris Leahy added some code to allow things that generate their own output, like Mozilla, to get their settings and stuff from GnomePrint and print it using its transports, but without using its output generation. So we have all sorts. We have all the CUP stuff in Galleon as well. We have patches for that. So, but still, we didn't actually change the API for developers. So, those of you that hated libgnomeprint and were hoping for a solution are going to have to hope a little bit longer. So, anyway, we built all this stuff using a library that we charmingly called libgnomecups, and which OpenOffice, I swear to God, would not let me make it a lowercase l. There was no way. That was stuck being a capital L. It's not actually a capital L. Anyway, this thing has four bits to it. sorry, it's a little gripe I have. What can I say? Apparently there's an option somewhere, but I'll be damned if I'm ever going to find it. Some helpers for Internet Printing Protocol. I'll talk a little bit about that later. The printer objects, basically a G object per printer. Q objects and authentication. The main object you want to deal with is GNOME CUPS printer. It's a G object. You give it a printer name, and it gives you, and you get an object back. It's a singleton. You just deal with it. It has three major parts of the API, one of which is on this page. Printer attributes. These are like the global attributes. These are things like the name, description, location, state, that sort of thing. These things can only be changed by root if they can be changed at all. Some things like the state just are really just the state. The next thing is printer options. GNOME CUPS printer has some wrapper API to make managing the PPD options tolerable. These are, again, per-user options that are saved into your .lp options file if you change them as a user. The printer properties dialog is implemented basically with this API. And then the last thing you can do with the printer object is actual operations, pausing the printer, resuming the printer, deleting the printer, printing to the printer, other things. I don't know. The next thing is the Q object. This is just, again, one object per printer. You get a list of jobs from it. You get attributes from it, that sort of thing. This is primarily split out from the printer stuff because the printer API was getting really big and because this object is a lot heavier. And so if you don't need it, which a lot of the time you don't, I didn't want to have it inside the printer object at the time. So that's why that split out. GoCup's request is, currently it's a set of helpers for IPP, for CUPS's IPP library. CUPS provides its own IPP and HTTP libraries to communicate with the CUPS server. Eventually, it would be nice to change this, and I'll explain why. But for right now, I'll explain why later. For right now, IPP, it basically helps you create IPP requests. The CUPS IPP library takes a lot of typing, and this basically has some helper functions. So there's things like create new IPP requests for this particular printer, and it'll add all the right printer selection attributes and stuff. So I think I'm moving on now to the authentication stuff. That wasn't the page I thought it was, but okay. CUPS uses HTTP, so the CUPS daemon supports basic digest and local certificates, so like you can authenticate as yourself with local certificates, and you never have to actually type in your own name and password, but CUPS also needs your password if you're trying to do things like as root. The user of this library has to provide authentication callbacks so that the user can provide the root password or whatever password he needs to modify a printer. It's pretty simple. Okay, so here's some of the future plans. This slide's a little short for what I'm going to actually talk about. First, GNOME CUPS add currently asks CUPS for its list of available PPDs and then chooses from that. This is not as nice as it could be. Something like Fumatic that has more information in it than the PPD files that CUPS provides have. So what we want to do is right now, instead of using Fumatic to generate a bunch of PPDs for CUPS, we want to put Fumatic in the application side, the GNOME CUPS add side, and have it create a PPD file that it gives to CUPS. This will also, it'll make things cleaner, trust me. IPP main loop integration is one of the things that I want to do that may not be terribly interesting to anybody else, but IPP, like I said, CUPS provides its own IPP and HTTP libraries, and they're totally synchronous, and
I had a conversation with Michael Sweet. Uh-huh. His claim is that's just one layer of the API. His claim to me was, I know that's true, uh-huh. I'm trying to program IPP, or the CUPS IPP library was that in fact there's more callback-based.
Is there?
That ought to be able to integrate better.
Okay.
That was his claim.
All right. Now,
reality is, we'll see.
Well, if that's the reality, then I still need to hook that up.
But, yeah, still need to hook that up. But
I didn't see it when I looked at it. And ideally, it would be nice if it did all the glib, glib main loop integration to do all the stuff asynchronously so that you don't have to necessarily wait for for everything. The IPP API is kind of, the API that CUPS provides for IPP is sort of, it's not very GNOME-y, I guess would be the best way to put it. It's not bad, though. And then the application API, I put this in here. This is something that I've heard from the office people that needs to be fixed, but I only put in future plans because it's something that they say needs to be fixed that I know nothing about. So I guess, Owen and Jody need to talk about that.
XR is just that API thing.
Well, yeah, that's...
I don't think you have to write it, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's well under development by
right.
by people who are doing a first-class job of building that.
Somebody really needs to take on the printer part of that.
Yes, somebody needs to take on the printer piece of this. And,
yeah.
And we're actively looking for people interested and willing to contribute to that effort.
Right.
By the way, it's a numerically stable library that does, as far as I know, the nicest 2D graphics on the planet. So. The XRXC stuff is really sweet. And it's a wonderful project for somebody who'd like to get involved.
Right. Excellent. Yeah, again, that's something I don't know anything about, so trust these guys. Not me. So anyway, that's the end of the talk portion of the time. Just some URLs. The last one's on there because that's where I put the tarballs for all the printing stuff for right now until I get it into CVS. I'll also probably put these slides and the paper up there, too, for the heck of it. Why not? Does anybody want to see anything in particular or ask any questions?
Should really have a more sophisticated dialogue for printing to just having a little text box.
That was one of the things that we dealt with in the version that I don't have for some reason. Chris Leahy did some browsing and blah, 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 buttons and stuff that I think are in the latest version of XD2.
So is that going to be pulled back to nothing?
Yeah, I think there are... I think Chris and Chema are already talking about it. Chema, I think one thing that's causing that a little bit of problem is that, like, Chris decided to implement the GNOME print stuff with libgnome cups, and I'm not sure Chema wants that dependency. So that's underway. Yes, we don't plan to just sit on these patches forever because they're a pain to maintain.
Yeah, what about printer callbacks like PaperDam?
Those are changes in the state of the printer. If the printer is paper jammed, its state changes, and you get callbacks when attributes of the printer change.
The bigger issue at the moment, I've had to stick my fingers into this area in a very broad way, is that a lot of the printers, including my own company's printers, we haven't necessarily given the community all the right information to know things about things like paper jam and the like state. The act is mostly together in cup size and so on for supporting this. But the information isn't necessarily there right now. And hopefully we'll get this fixed. I feel a sense in my company, in HP, that we want to fix this real soon now.
Excellent. But yeah, so insofar as CUPS knows what's happening to the printer, you get changes to the state and can grab that. And you get that from the GNOME CUPS printer object.
So. Okay, how heavily tied, the name says cups in it, so sort of doomed that way, but on a LPD, it's going to be possible to write a pseudo backend or another object example that just comes down.
It hasn't really been taken under consideration. The naming of the objects involves cups terminology. Really, they're pretty generic. Get description, printer get description. So if you wanted to write another backend for it, let me backtrack a little bit. Our goal was to create a CUPS printing system. So as far as that is concerned, that's what we did. It's not designed necessarily, it's not terribly tied to it. The implementation is tied to it very much. But
I would have been much more concerned about this a year or two ago, but at this state, and this is my perspective, is that CUPS has become the real standard, even though not everybody has yet migrated to using it. It's available on all Linux distributions, it's available for Unix systems. IPP itself is on Windows. So it really goes a long, long way.
But you have the free standards group we're working on it on the second standard, open printing standard.
Yeah, so I
agree. So that's your working group.
I have some question. You mentioned that saving the printer property stuff in .lp something.
Right.
This curious is, it isn't the right thing to do user interface wise, but it seems like you might want different settings, remember, for again, for Abby work. You have to print set one way for printing photos, one way for set printing word processor documents.
Right. For this thing, this is a decision that I could revisit. For right now, that I'm leaving to the GNOME print API. GNOME print mirrors its API, it mirrors the information in that, and it can save it. It can serialize it to XML really quickly. So
I don't play. So you're saying that if you want that to happen, what will happen is that you go to print Abby Word, and GNOME print will switch over your will send down the new stuff, and your LP will be rewritten and then rewritten.
No, CUPS also allows, and this API also allows you to provide a per job setting. Set of the same settings API. Basically, .lp options specifies. There's three levels of options. There's the global ones, which are set in the CUP server. There's the .lp options, which are per user, and you can specify per job. So when you print the job, you can say, and for this job, I want this set of settings.
So when would the per user setting is only coming when you're doing an LP command line?
The per user settings are pulled in by like LPR. They're pulled in by GNOME Cups Printer, which sends them to GNOME Print.
Okay, so GNOME Cups Printer, so you're saying if you, so you're saying that they would end up being the, I guess I'm a little bit confused by the, what the defaults for GNOME Print, whether GNOME Print or the defaults.
Okay, so the way it is now is that the defaults for GNOME Print come in from GNOME Cups Printer, which uses .lp options. If the application is written this way, they can override, as far as I understand, like I said, the GNOME Print stuff was not my really my doing, and I'm not really terribly familiar with it. The application can then specify its own set of defaults to GNOME Print, and which will override those. Basically, what I'm saying is the application could set up its own set of defaults, which would be saved versions of the previous ones, if it wanted to, and it would put those in at the GNOME Print level currently. That's something that is not, you know, that is subject to change, I guess, but something to consider anyway.
Personal experience, Cups is pretty resilient to choices like duplex printing or enough printing, meaning that I have set up a raw queue and I print from OpenOffice directly using the PPDs through OpenOffice. Mm-hmm. And then whatever I choose there gets sent to the printer and the printer interprets all the options itself because Cups is horrible to accept. It's very, very uncooperative to accept any exotic options that I wanted to print with.
Okay. Yeah.
That's definitely the answer.
Yeah. OpenOffice specifically, you don't have to. Anyway, I don't really have an answer for that, I guess. Any other?
What about integration with SMB printers? Can you find them on the network? Can you take defaults from SMB server, defaults for the printer? Can you manage the queue on SMB printer?
First of all, you can find SMB printers. Actually, finding them is not something Cups does. It's something that GNOME Cups Add will do in 2.0.1. I have some code for it in a, you know, on a directory on my hard drive somewhere that I'm working on. So that'll be in there soon, where you can browse the network looking manually. You can manage queues on SMB printers, although that's kind of Cups's queue management is a little bit weird. The idea behind it, I was talking to Jim about this a while ago, being that they don't want to throw job data all over the network like they do printer sharing. So generally, the way queue management works with a CUP server is you manage your own queue. I'm not sure how this works with the SMB backend specifically, but CUPS manages its own jobs. So if you print to a remote printer and you ask for a queue, you're going to get your local queue for that printer.
You can't see remote.
You can't see the global queue. As far as I know, they might do it differently with the SMB backend.
Well,
I don't think they do.
You can even change queues.
What's that?
You can even change queues.
It's actually quite
simple.
Yeah, it's
right. And in fact, you can configure CUPS so that there is no local spooler at all.
Right.
And it only uses the remote spooler.
Right.
Basically, there's sort of any way you want to run it.
Yeah.
And the big issue I see is in fact the medium and large enterprise management of many, many, many printers that has a relatively unsolved problem. I guess the easy software folks may have some solutions there, but when you talk about a customer which has 500 or 1,000 printers that they'd like to manage in a relatively centralized way.
And what about default settings? For example, if a normal printer is set to use duplex printed on both sides, can
GAP
pick up some settings?
Yes, it certainly can. There have been some bugs in that. I know. I filed a bug against Red Hat, which turned into going upstream to Fumatic about a problem where the duplex settings weren't getting set. But the infrastructure is actually, as far as I can tell, very sophisticated and reasonably well thought out. I've been pleased when I poked at CUPS. One of the major remaining issues is scaling of notification kinds of things, and some of that capability right now it can tell you email or your call link, but the CUPS folks are working on other notification schemes that may scale a bit better.
Okay, thank you.
really simple question. You said, I was curious. This Nautilus view.
Yeah.
For icon view, right?
It's an icon view.
So I also knew that icon view stuff wasn't exported out of the Nautilus.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's like, this is it's a piece of. It's a Nautilus patch in our RPMs, which, like I said, when GNOME Comps Manager goes upstream, it's going to be done totally differently.
Is there any thought to making some of the icon view stuff possible to create icon view that aren't Nautilus?
You should wait to ask Alex that in Alex's talk about Nautilus. yeah. There aren't any immediate plans, no. Anybody else? All right. Okay, then.
Do you like your office mates?
My office mates? For the most part, they're okay. There's this guy that sits kind of to my right. Real pain in the ass, that guy.
He eats some shorts.
What's that? Oh, yeah, he's also scheduled to eat his shorts. at this conference, so...
Is there a theme song for Captain Printman yet?
What? What? Who's Captain Printman?
Alex?
No.
Gravely?
No.
Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, well. Yes. I would also like to state for the record that I wrote about 40 lines of GNOME cover of Printman, the original Printman. So any allegations that I worked on that project are mostly false.
What about the ones that you're the maintainer of it?
That is actually definitely false. I am not the maintainer of it.
The one by Dave in the bat boxes everywhere.
Yeah, except I took it out for that. And you will note that GNOME Cups Manager has no about boxes in it at all. So, any other questions, insults, etc.? Jeff?
Relationship with name cups, the red hat.
There is none. Except that we do have a notification icon, too, that I forgot to mention.
Okay. So are you guys going to be working on getting those?
I haven't talked as much to Tim as I would like to. I'm going to. We're going to. I mean, I obviously wasn't really talking about this at all until today, actually. Today is the first time I've talked about this in public. So. But I'm going to be talking to him, see what we can work out. If we can work anything out.
I mean,
he seems like a very unreasonable guy. No, he seems great. So.
There are now at least three such projects.
Right, yeah.
So cross-fertilization of good ideas at the minimum in my right. code is in order.
Yeah.
I don't know what David said, but it should be pointed out that he's really worked his ass off on this. And
not really.
I think it's some really nice stuff that we should all be really glad that he ended up in charge of. So.
It'll save you one leg of it.
Yeah.
As long as I get mustard on the other leg. So yeah, so big thanks.
Oh, did I say the guy on the left or my right? I should know. Because the guy on my right's a good guy.